This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Starting Thursday night, Americans will get a first-hand accounting of how the U.S. Capitol attack January 6th of last year unfolded. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The House panel investigating last year's Capitol riot is ready to go public with its findings, starting with a primetime hearing tonight. Pete Aguilar says the committee's interviewed more than 1,000 people, reviewed more than 140,000 documents.
We're ready to tell the story.
Fellow member Elaine Luria says it's a chilling story about a conspiracy to corrupt the entire government.
The hair on the back of your neck should stand up.
The panel's promising new and explosive information over a series of hearings, though it's unclear what that will entail. Republicans like Elise Stefanik are dismissing the entire probe as illegitimate.
It is a smear campaign
against Donald Trump and his backers. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy calls it a diversion.
I wish they would really have a primetime hearing on is inflation.
Most major broadcast networks and cable news channels say they will carry the hearing live. Fox News Channel will not. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Lawmakers say they hope to show the American public how close democracy came to the brink of disaster. The U.S. House has passed a wide-ranging gun control bill in response to recent mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. This is how it sounded.
On this vote, the yeas are 223, the nays are 204. The bill is passed. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The bill would raise the age limit for purchasing a semi-automatic rifle and prohibit the sale of ammunition magazines of more than 15 rounds. This is V.